And joining us from Discount Fishing Tackle is Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. It's you know what? I'm getting used to saying it's been a different year this year.
Yeah, we're seeing like that all across the board.
Yeah, it seems like every season has been a little different, some warmer, some colder, some drier, some wetter, and that just shows you, as an outdoor enthusiast, you really have to be ready to adapt your game plan at the last minute and don't get stuck into a pattern, because there's going to be different opportunities. Now, a texter texted in and said there's some ice up at South Park. I don't know how good it is. Have you heard much of any fishable ice?
I have been hearing of some folks being up on Terry all lately. It's been a bit spotty up there, but then with that being said, the tendencies of those temperatures to be colder than even predicted lows are pretty common up there. You'll see that maybe a low is 20 degrees and you get up to Antero and that lower part of the valley down there just holds the cold so much more. So sometimes those predicted lows aren't as reliable as we would like to see. But in general, the ice has been a spotty 3 inches plus. Same kind of thing on Antero, with the better ice being on the southern side of that lake.
Now, I know we're going to have some cold weather next week, and hopefully that will result in some cold nights and not so much warmth during the day, and we'll lock
Definitely.
Up a few of these mid-elevation places. But in the meantime, well, and I'll just let you know that we, the Granby area, we're hearing there's not much ice. Blue Mesa had a little bit in one bay that people were skating on, but I talked to some folks up there and they said it's really not a great place to fish, and it was shrinking. And along with that, all our boat ramps are closed.
So yeah, aside from Pueblo,
except for
limited.
Pueblo. So well, if I want to get out fishing, what are some of the opportunities I have?
So to start with Pueblo, we know Dan Swanson's going to be coming on here a little bit later on the show, but there's been a pretty decent walleye bite down there, both from the boat and from the shore, with the caveat being that it's been mostly in the low light conditions. The middle of the day has been real tough. As we get some of these fronts in, that'll change things. At least it did last time. There was a good front down there. But jerkbait fishing along the shorelines has been good early and late in the day. But additionally, we have some fantastic late-season fly fishing opportunities that this warm weather is providing to us. Places like Bear Creek and Clear Creek that should be frozen right now and close to home are definitely not at the moment. Waterton Canyon has been very good lately. But then even, as you mentioned, Middle Park, the Colorado River has really good opportunities at the moment as well. So just downstream from the Williamsport confluence is all open. Above that and down from Byers Canyon is pretty frozen, which makes sense with how much shade is down in there. But then additionally, as you move down to the lower Colorado and get down below Pump House, there's a lot of good open water down there right now too, with still some very nice flows, very wadeable this time of year. A little bit low for boats. You might get through it with a raft, but in general it is going to be better with the fly rods or a spinning rod. And then moving down from that particular area, the Eagle has been also very, very productive and offers very little ice through that stretch. And fly fishing this time of year, you got to go small a lot of times, but there's still some brown trout that are spawning. So a lot of times I like to run a lead egg fly and then trail a small midge or betis down below. Some of my favorites lately have been a Craven's Poison Tongue has been very effective. Bars or mergers, as well as RS2s, are all very good secondary flies to go behind those egg flies as well.
And the Big Thompson in not too far from my house has been fishing really well too. And the thing is, now we're going to get some colder weather, but as long as it doesn't ice up where you can't fish it, these fish actually start to gather in some of the deeper holes, and it becomes almost easier fishing through the winter if you're willing to put up with a few cold fingers than it can be all summer long.
Absolutely. And then additionally, this lower water that you normally are really dreading in the summertime isn't nearly the issue this time of year because of those colder temperatures and the oxygen concentrations being much higher. So those fish, as you mentioned, will certainly concentrate there. And then even once the lower sections of these rivers freeze, there's still great opportunities below tailwaters. So as you mentioned, the Big Thompson, certainly a great option there. The southern part of the Front Range, Waterton Canyon is a very close option if you can get up above that 3 mile mark above the Marston Diversion. Then certainly you have Deckers and Cheeseman Canyon, as well as the Williams Fork, in that whole entire valley down there, you'll have several miles of open water, even in the coldest of winters, that are all fishable throughout the whole winter.
And let's not forget the tailwater below Pueblo Reservoir. It can be phenomenal.
Oh, man. It really can. And the state has done a fantastic job managing that. There's typically pretty decent flows down through there. And you'll catch not only very good sized fish, but beautiful fish. That river is very fertile, and those fish are lit up in color this time of year. And as you get into the late part of the winter, early spring, those rainbows really get moving down there, and you can catch them on a spinning rod, but then most certainly on the fly rods. Down there, we've had really good success with small red midges, as well as red jujubatus patterns, as well as the egg flies. All of those can be exceedingly effective, and when it's really cold up in the mountains, sometimes you'll still find those 40-plus degree days on the Front Range that we see all up and down, and that can be a fantastic fishery. It's a destination location. It's not just something that would be a regional area. It's something that people travel to go to, and it's really worth your time.
And, you know, if you want to fish up close to the reservoir, almost below the dam with a jig, I've caught, in addition to fly fishing that river, I have caught, with a jig up close, I've caught walleyes and smallmouth and wipers and trout, all in a small area below the dam. So it offers variety, too. We got a couple minutes left. I want to touch on one opportunity. I saw a post yesterday of the truck stocking Boyd Lake. They're dumping thousands of trout in there, and that's happening up and down the Front Range. And a lot of times they do this even through the ice or it's getting too cold, but they're doing it now, and we're going to have some time for shore anglers to really get out and take advantage of these stock trout. If they're just looking close to home, they can just make a quick trip, and there's so many places. Just check the stocking report, right?
Yeah, it's easy to find on Parks and Wildlife's website. You'll see that there's stocked, catchable-sized trout all up and down the Front Range, as you mentioned, but they're pretty darn easy to catch, too. And with these water temperatures still hovering around in the 40-degree range, we're going to have a while before we have ice, even on the smaller bodies of water. And it's a great time to just get out and catch some fish in an evening or take a kid out. And you can catch them on a variety of different things, whether you want to go with the fly rod, a fly in a bubble is a really good way to go on stock fish, or simply throwing the lure or some power bait on the bottom can all be effective ways that you can catch really a good number of fish in a hurry.
All right, my friend, we are running out of time. Tell people where they find you and how to get a hold of you, whether it's for do you guide ice fishing too?
I do guide ice fishing, with the caveat being ice conditions. I just guide on the Front Range, so it's a lot more spotty, and every year is a little bit different when it comes to safety, so some years I guide more than others.
So how do they get a hold of you, and where do they find you?
I'm at Discount Fishing Tackle. We're 6 blocks south of Evans on the west side of Santa Fe.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again very soon.